Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Hollow by Agatha Christie, first published in 1946. Today is all about murder, loyalty, and love triangles. My lockdown reviews of Agatha Christie novels continue with The Hollow. The Hollow is a house owned by Lord and his ethereal wife, Lady Anketell. And one Saturday, the Anketells organise a luncheon for relatives, close friends, and a new man in the village, Hercule Poirot. The invitees to the luncheon include the Harley Street Dr. John and his meek wife, Gerda, the sculptress, Henrietta, Midge, and the Anketells' cousins, the lost and dreamy Edward, and the cynical young David. Henrietta and John are having an affair on the side, and his wife Gerda is oblivious. Edward has asked Henrietta to marry him multiple times, she turns him down every time, and Edward never notices Midge and her long-standing crush on him. And if this tangle of relationships wasn't enough, the night before the luncheon, an old flame of John's, an actress called Veronica, turns up at the Hollow unexpectedly. Hercule Poirot is invited for lunch and arrives on time and is escorted by the butler to the swimming pool where the drinks are about to be served. But when Poirot steps out, he walks into a murder scene. John has been shot and is draped across the edge of the pool while Gerda is holding a revolver and standing over him. And the dying man says one last word, Henrietta, before he breathes his last breath. At first, Poirot presumes this is some kind of terrible joke, and he's appalled at the bad taste. But as the moments pass, he realises that a murder has taken place, and he's arrived just in time to investigate. Now, one of the criticisms often made about Agatha Christie is that her characters are not very well fleshed out. But this was definitely not my experience with The Hollow. The first part of this book, before there's any type of violence, follows the main characters and their demons. John, who ends up the victim, is torn between his love for Henrietta, Gerda, the boring woman he married, and his memories of his life with Veronica, as well as his obsession with finding a cure for a disease. The reader spends just as much time with Henrietta, following her as she sculpts and considers her art and her relationship with John. There are some especially good sections where Henrietta considers the obsessional nature of her art and the drive to create, which I could only assume is Christie talking about her own passion for writing, but of course I could be wrong. Now, by the time John is murdered, the reader knows all the characters and potential suspects rather well. And then Poirot takes over, along with the local Inspector Grange, a man with a much less impressive moustache than Poirot's own, and the two of them begin to sift through the evidence. Now, I found The Hollow to be quite a different type of Agatha Christie than the previous ones I've read. The Hollow is much more character-driven, and Christie diverts the reader's attention elsewhere and makes us doubt our own convictions of who the murderer is. And yet again, I didn't pick who it was. So if you like character-driven crime, murders by swimming pools, intricate love triangles, and of course manor houses, you might like The Hollow by Agatha Christie. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.